Now that you know what life purpose is, let's explore the 10 clues that will help you discover yours. For this exercise, you will need a paper and pen or pencil, or a blank computer screen. I suggest that as each clue is discussed, you pause the CD and take 3 to 5 minutes to respond to each clue, then moving on to the next one. Keep your pen moving constantly during the entire exercise until we have finished all 10 clues and the summary exercise that follows. Don't worry if your list has the same activity or aspect in more than one of the clues. That's okay. The whole process will take you about an hour. As you do this exercise, be a little bit selfish just for these few minutes. Don't consider your spouse or your children or your boss or whoever the significant people in your life are. Just think about your own likes and preferences. Give yourself the gift of focusing on just you. You need not share your responses with anyone else unless you choose to do so. So be completely candid. If this is hard for you, you may wish to do the exercise again in a few days, after you have thought about it and given your inner child permission to come out and play. You may also want a clock or timer nearby to ensure you spend adequate time on each clue. So let's begin. Clue number one. What do you love to do when you have spare time? How do you like to spend your spare time? This is important because it shows what you enjoy doing when no one else is making demands on you. This is truly your time. What do you enjoy doing with it? Another way to think of this question is, if you won the lottery or your financial needs were otherwise met, is there a job you would do even if you didn't get paid for it, simply because you enjoy doing it? Pause the CD and write your responses now. Feel free to brainstorm. Don't censor or judge any of your answers. If you are already skeptical as to how this clue could relate to your purpose or your ideal job, consider this true story. Two women were in a workshop in which the leader went around the circle to all the participants, asking them what they most loved to do. Two of the ladies could not stop laughing long enough to answer the first time around. When they finally gained their composure, the leader asked them again, "What do you most love to do?" They answered, "We like to watch soap operas, as silly as that may sound, but we can't see any way that that could turn into a career opportunity, let alone a life purpose." But once they admitted to themselves and the group what they loved to do, they went on to become very successful, writing syndicated summaries of the daily soap operas and selling them throughout the country. They found a way to get paid for doing what they most enjoyed. Now, I don't mean to suggest that these ladies' purpose in life was to write syndicated soap opera summaries, but by discovering the activity in which their passion lay, they could more clearly see their purpose. So don't dismiss your answers to this question. It may hold the seeds of your next career and your purpose. Clue number two. What parts of your present job or life activities do you thoroughly enjoy? Even if you are miserable in your current job or career field, think about this question. If you go back to why you took the job or chose the career area to begin with, there are likely specific tasks or aspects that are or were enjoyable to you. Write them down, even if you don't think they will apply in the future. It might be a small thing, such as the receptionist that hated typing letters and sorting mail, but thoroughly enjoyed the few moments each day when she was able to talk with customers or encourage someone who was having a bad day. She later learned that she wasn't a data person, but a people person who enjoyed organizing things, and that clue led her to a new job as a customer service representative. Pause and record your answers now. Clue number three. What do you naturally do well? You have some natural abilities or skills. They are the things that you just naturally do well that have always come easily to you. You may have called them your talents. Perhaps you are naturally athletic or can learn foreign languages quickly with little effort. You may be a born organizer or have innate intuitive abilities. The areas in which you naturally excel are indicators of your life's purpose, particularly if you also enjoy the things you do well. Your enjoyment quotient, the sum total of the things that give you the greatest joy is one of the most important guides to your life's purpose. Pause the CD for 2 to 3 minutes and write down your natural abilities now. Clue number 4 asks you to name your 10 greatest successes to date in your eyes. For this clue, put aside what anyone else may view as your life successes. What things do you view as your greatest successes? It may be something as simple as an anonymous gesture that helped someone in need, or it may be a widely publicized improvement you made in your company's efficiency. Whatever they are, list your successes, as well as, and this is important, what it was about the accomplishment or event that makes it a success for you. For example, the person who made an improvement in her company's efficiency may label it as a success because of the benefit to the company, the way it made her feel, the money it saved, the good it did, the recognition she got, or for other reasons. Write your responses now. Take 3 to 5 minutes for this clue. Clue number 5. Is there a cause, quality, or value about which you feel passionate? Many times, the essence of our life's purpose is revealed through causes that attract our commitment at a deep level. For example, if you feel strongly about something such as saving the environment, preventing child abuse, recycling, or a family-friendly work environment, list that cause here. Then see if you can see an underlying value beneath the cause. What is it about it that attracts you to it? Or perhaps you are drawn to enhance a particular value such as world peace or love in the world. Whatever you are drawn to at a heart level, write it down now. If nothing comes to mind, think about the kinds of movies you like to watch, the magazines you are drawn to, and what you pay attention to every day. Your passionate cause is just beneath the surface. For example, I noticed that the movies I loved most were those where someone who had doubted that she could have or do what she dreamed of then overcame the inner and outer obstacles and went for it. Stop now and write your answers. Clue number 6. What are the 10 most important lessons you have learned in your life, or your 10 most important beliefs about life? I'm not talking here about the lessons you learn in school, but what you feel are the most valuable or important things you have learned in the school of life. They need not be related to work. One of these that was on my list included the simple realization in my early days as an administrative assistant of the importance of approaching challenges at work as though they were my own personal challenges. This gave me a sense of ownership and trust in my own judgment, which allowed me to experience an increased peace of mind and initiative in my work, which was in turn rewarded. Another was that work should be fun, and identifying that belief led to the career I have done for the past 20 years, in which I speak, write, and train coaches to help others enjoy their work more. You, too, have had experiences that were life-changing or pivotal in which you learned an important life lesson. List those now, pausing for 3 to 5 minutes. For clue number 7, think back over your life. Are there some issues, or what you may have called problems, that have occurred over and over again? This clue is related to the previous one in that one of these repeated issues may become your greatest lesson. But some of them are still occurring. That is, you have not yet learned how to break the pattern. The Eastern mystics would call these the uncooked seeds within yourself. For example, do you keep choosing partners that put you down, or jobs that are beyond your skill level? These recurring issues or challenges often represent the key qualities we are designed to develop. Imagine how it would feel if you finally broke free of that pattern. And once you did, you may wish to share with others how they too could do so. List your important recurring issues now. Take 2 to 3 minutes. Clue number 8. What do you dream or daydream about doing? This is important because both our dreams and daydreams have their origin in our subconscious mind. This is the largest part of our mind, but not as easily accessed as the conscious mind. Our mind resembles an iceberg. The conscious part is the 10% of the iceberg that is above the water that we can easily see. But the subconscious, where our dreams are, is the 90% that lies submerged, below the water. If there are images or issues about which you repeatedly daydream or dream of at night, they may be aspects of your life's purpose. Their importance cannot be underestimated. Write down your dreams or daydreams now, taking 2 to 3 minutes. Clue number 9 takes you into your imagination and asks you to imagine you are writing your epitaph or eulogy, that is, the speech that others would give about you after you have passed on. What things do you want to be remembered for? What things would your life be incomplete without? Write down the first things that come to your mind before your chattering voices, sometimes referred to as the committee, override your initial impulse. Another way to approach this clue is to imagine you only have 6 months to live. What would you do differently than you are now? If your first response is that you would quit your job, then how important is it to your overall purpose? I try to live my life as though it were the last day of my life and to make the choices I would make if that were the case, since it just may be. Please pause the CD now for 2 to 3 minutes and write your epitaph, or what you want to be remembered for. Our final clue, number 10, asks, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? This clue is a fun but very effective game you can play with yourself. If you have struggled to respond to the previous clues, this one encourages you to look beyond your perceived limitations. If you've been saying, I would really like to be or do blank, but I know I could never succeed, then I encourage you to forget the last part of that sentence for now and think about what you would do if you could not fail. Think big. Please do that now, taking about 2 minutes. Have you responded to all 10 of the clues? Great. Now's a good time to get up, stretch, and take a break, putting the CD on pause. When we come back, we'll continue on with this process. Welcome back. Now that you have finished the 10 clues, it is time to synthesize what you have discovered. Review your responses to all 10 clues. Are there some things that appear over and over, or some categories of responses that are the same? For example, a woman in one of my seminars noticed that although she was studying data processing as her major in school, a great many of the things she listed in response to the clues were very artistic or creative. She then had the opportunity to modify or consider changing her course of study in light of that new discovery. Pause now and list the themes you notice in your own responses. If additional responses come to mind as you're going through, feel free to add those as well. Finding your life's purpose comes down to answering 2 key questions. First, what is fun for you? And second, what matters most to you? The 10 clues are designed to help you answer both of those questions. What have you discovered is most fun and meaningful to you? Finally, could you write a sentence describing your purpose as you now know it? It needs to have 2 parts. I call them the essence and the expression. Essence is the essential and relatively unchangeable life purpose that remains the same throughout your life, though the way we state it may change as we mature. It will be a short phrase that incorporates all of the key themes from the exercise. Expression, on the other hand, is all the ways in which it expresses, which will change as each stage in the life cycle unfolds. It will include work, family, spiritual practices, leisure, and so on. Here's an example. My life's purpose is to facilitate harmony and peace. That's the essence portion. Through conscious parenting, working in a company that is socially responsible, volunteering with XYZ nonprofit, and daily meditation. That's the expression. Your life statement will begin with, "My life's purpose is," and state the essence, followed by the word through, THROUGH, and all of the various ways in your life that it expresses. See if you can design yours now. Once you have a draft of your purpose statement, plan to just let it settle for a week or so. See if it still resonates with you as a theme for all of the aspects of your life. You can then come back and refine it if necessary. This is a great place to work with a coach or other neutral third party that can help you clarify it further. Be sure that you go beyond trite cliches here, such as help people be more successful or help people be more loving. Life's purpose need not be entirely unique to you, but it should be authentic, and it should reflect your individuality. You now have at least a shadowy impression of that purpose, your purpose in life. Congratulations! You have just taken some major steps toward achieving clarity about your life's purpose. Many people never get that far. In a moment, we'll explore what this means in your daily life. But perhaps you still don't feel as clear about your purpose as you want to, or you don't think you learned anything new by going through the 10 clues. Don't be discouraged. The fact of the matter is, by buying this CD and going through the exercises with clear intent, you are sending a very strong message to your subconscious that you want to know your purpose. Your subconscious is seeing to it that you do just that. Sometimes it takes a while, and sometimes it's the obvious. It's so clearly in front of you that you still can't see it. In my own case, I had a sense since I was a junior in high school that my life had a purpose, but I didn't know what it was. I just kept following the urges of my heart, taking the action I was led to take as I went through school and various jobs, and reading everything I could find about my life purpose. I knew that someday I would know what it was, and eventually, about 18 years later, I came to a clear realization of what my purpose was all about. Thankfully, you won't have to wait that long. I can help you accelerate the process. I can point to that day as a turning point in my life, and I'm confident that I am now following that purpose in every aspect of my life. You will come to that point in your own life, too. I mentioned earlier that it took 18 years from the time I first became aware that I had a purpose until I could articulate it clearly. This demonstrates the creative process in action, and goes along with my initial suggestion that you be patient with yourself. We know that plants go through a series of predictable stages before the blossom appears. First, a seed is planted. Planting is followed by a time of germination, when from the surface, everything appears dark and inactive, but in reality, much is occurring beneath the surface. Eventually, when the time is right, the seed begins to sprout, and you can finally see the tiny shoot come up through the ground. It isn't long before the plant bursts forth in full bloom. Discovering your life's purpose goes through the same stages. You have planted the seed by acknowledging your desire to know your purpose, buying this CD, and doing the exercises. Even though it may appear that nothing has happened to bring you closer to your realization of it, the germination process is occurring. As you continue to state your desire to know and give yourself permission to hear the subtle urgings of your subconscious mind, you will soon become aware of glimpses of your purpose. One day, you will have that aha experience, which is like the tiny shoot coming up through the ground. You'll begin to see your purpose clearly. It then goes through the process of growth and development as your life unfolds, and you can enjoy the fruits of it. One final suggestion for encouraging your life's purpose to be revealed is for you to cultivate the ability to listen to your inner voice. If you have been caught up in responsibilities and shoulds in your life, it may take some practice before you can learn to hear it again. But as a child, you easily recognize this voice. It is your higher wisdom speaking to you and guiding you into what will create fulfillment in your life. Yet many of us, when we become adults, teach ourselves to suppress this voice. We do what we should do, what is expected of us, rather than what we really want to do. We must get beyond this adult conditioning and learn to listen to that voice again. Until we do, we'll find it difficult to experience fulfillment in any area of our life. This makes sense, doesn't it? If you don't know what you truly want, how can you create it? To learn to listen to this inner voice, pay attention to the first thoughts or impressions you have when you wake up in the morning. Do you immediately get busy to distract yourself from it? Or analyze your life and decisions until the first impression goes away? If you will learn to honor that first impression, it will lead you to the right action steps for you to pursue your purpose. You can distinguish this wise inner voice from the other voices of the committee in your mind because it will always be loving, have your best interests at heart, and will never encourage you to do anything that would harm anyone else. Now that you have at least some idea of what your purpose is and have written out a statement of it, will your life suddenly undergo a dramatic improvement? Perhaps. But more likely, the change will be a gradual one. Once you have begun to discover your purpose, you can then integrate it into your everyday life. One of the easiest ways to begin that process is by reevaluating each aspect of your life to see how or if it is consistent with your purpose as you know it. Ask yourself, given my purpose as I know it, is the job I have helping me to fulfill my purpose? What about the kinds of friends I have? Do they empower me and help me to progress in my life? Or do they drag me down? Is it consistent with my purpose to continue my habit of eating the way I do, or engaging in habits such as smoking or drinking excessively that are damaging to my health? What about the way I spend and invest my money? Does that assist me in carrying out my purpose? If each time you make a choice, you measure it against your life's purpose as you now understand it, you will be surprised to find how quickly your purpose becomes real for you. But, you say, does that mean I have to leave this job where I've been working for 20 years just because now it seems inconsistent with my purpose? Or you may say, but surely you don't mean I have to leave my mate, abusive as he or she is. After all, I've been married to him or her for 25 years. I can't answer those questions for you. You must trust your own inner guidance on the specifics. And no, discovering and fulfilling your purpose does not necessarily mean that everything in your life must be changed. It simply means that you will view everything from a different perspective. You will be led to make the changes that are appropriate at a pace that is comfortable for you if you are open to your inner voice and willing to listen to its guidance. Any form of meditation will also help you listen to your inner voice. For the remainder of this CD, I invite you to join me in a special guided meditation designed especially to help you access your life's purpose at a subconscious level, clarify your understanding of it, and obtain insights on how to fulfill it on a daily basis.